the question is, let's say you buy a chicken, you know, you can't finish it. Are you allowed to do that? No, you're going to throw out a...
I think so. Yeah, I think so, because this is how it's sold. I don't have to go ahead and buy, like, individual sticks. I think so. I would assume so. Okay, and maybe the Gemara says, V'livroch, sorry, instead of V'livroch, Targama Rabbi Yitzchak, the second line, Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, Targama Rabbi Yitzchak, Kis Kisoa, Kamei, the Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven. This is the second last name we've had. Kis Kisoa, we had earlier, Tosfa'a. These are not really the last names, they're more like their nicknames. They come from the, I don't know, I actually don't know what Kis Kisoa means. But it's some sort of nickname, because they didn't have last names back then. So talking about Rabbi Yitzchak Kiskeso, like he was the, they said something like Yochanan Ha Sandler, or it was like it was a name that was either from his position or his job or his city. So talking about Rabbi Yitzchak Kiskeso, Kamei de Rabbi Yosi Bar Oven, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Shenemar Yimali Pita Hilasecha. Oh, so the Gemara is asking a question. V'livruch, just say the bracha with it in your mouth. The Gemara is answering from Rabbi Yitzchak that you can't, because it says Yimali Pita Hilasecha. It says that your mouth should be full of his bracha, so it can't be full of chicken and his bracha. But if it's something, it's obviously b'di'evit. If you have something in your mouth already, then you should move it to the side. Boy, my name is Rav Chista. Misha achal v'shasa v'lay berach. Somebody who eats and drinks and he doesn't make a bracha. Ma'u sheyachzor v'yivarech. What's the din? Should he go ahead and make a sheyachzor v'yivarech? Should he go ahead now and make another bracha? So, the Gemara responds. Amar lehu, misha achal shum v'reichay noidev. Somebody who eats garlic and he stinks, he should go ahead and now eat more garlic. Yachzu v'yechel shum achar. He should go ahead and eat more garlic. Kadeshi hey reichay noidev. So he should stink even more. This is a common expression that the Gemara uses. That means that if you did an aver already once, don't continue the aver. Stop where you are, and we'll do tshuva. We'll work your way out of this situation, but don't do more. So what was the Gemara's question? I think the Gemara's question might have been that if you forgot during the first bite, should you like make a bracha in middle? Or forget about it. The Gemara says, well, obviously you should make a bracha in the middle. Just because you forgot up until now, why would you? That's, without looking at Rashi, that's what I would guess the conversation of the Gemara is. And in fact, but the way it sounds like from the Rashi is, it sounds like that the Gemara says, you finished eating already, and you already finished eating. The question is, should you make the bracha now after you finished eating? And the Gemara's question is, should you do a, and the Gemara is saying, should you do another avera of bracha levatala? Rashi says, "V'yachzor v'yoichel shemacher k'dei shiasriach yoser klemer yosef al sechreinai v'yasa bracha levatala." I'm making now a bracha levatala. So the Gemara seems to, the Rashi's are a bit hard to read here. There's a lot of different gersois, but that's the way I would have learned before seeing Rashi, and the way after seeing Rashi, I think it means that you ate the food and you continued. You ate the food entirely. You finished eating, and now the question is, oh, maybe you should make a bracha now, to which, after you remembered, to which the Gemara responds, no, that will be another Avera. You already ate without a bracha, now you want to do another Avera, making a bracha levatal. That's what it sounds like. How does the article say it? Like A or B? Or C? Could we have a different...
The Gemara's question is, are you suggesting that one who ate without reciting a blessing should repeat his sin and even eat more without reciting a blessing?
Ah, so he learns like the first way I was learning. That's without Rashi, that's the way I would have learned. I'm troubled by the different lashonas in Rashi, but that's why I'm saying the Pashtus reading of the Gemara is like that. The Pashtus reading of the Gemara is, you know, that conversation. That's what we'll go with. Amar Ravina, Hilkach Afilu Gamar Sudasa Yachzor V'Yivarech. Therefore, Amar Ravina, Ravina says,
you don't want it for water, right? You're just bringing it. So he doesn't really want anymore.
Yeah, if you don't want the water, you're making it just for a bracha, you shouldn't drink.
He ate some of it, he didn't make a bracha, but now he doesn't want it anymore.
So it doesn't matter. If a person eats strawberry shortcake, even if he doesn't want it, but he enjoys it going down, unless it's a chilakasa where he really can't even put down another pickle, fine. But otherwise, if he doesn't want it anymore, but the mice eats anymore, unless water. Water is the only thing that we say you don't enjoy going down, unless you're thirsty. So Taka, if you're drinking water, and then you're like, oh man, I forgot to make a bracha, let me drink more water, then you can't make a bracha. Cannot. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Hilkach, now that we have learned the Gemara the way we learned it. So the way is mashma from Rashi, I don't even know how to learn this next line. But Hilkach, the way the passage of the Gemara is, now that we see, says Ravina, that in middle of eating you should make a bracha. Afilu gomar sudasa yachzi bivarach, even if you completely finish your sudi, you should make a bracha. The Tanya, Taval va'ala, Oimer ba'aliyasa, Baruch Hashem k'dishanu b'matzvah, b'tzvanu ala tevila. After a person goes to the mikvah, they should make a bracha at, they should make a bracha after they go to the mikvah. They make the bracha after they go to the mikvah. So it's over here, after you finish eating, you should make the bracha. What?
The before bracha.
Yes, the before bracha. The Gemara says, v'lohi, and it's not true though. Hasa me'ikara gavra lechazi. Over there, the person was not able to make a bracha beforehand, because a lot of times the reason you go to the mikvah is because you're a balkari or something, and back in the day you weren't allowed to say any brachas or anything like that as a balkari. Therefore, you were goofa going to the mikvah without being allowed to say a bracha. And therefore, that's why we were masak in the tila sedam. All, every other mitzvah, you say the bracha before the mitzvah. Shekhar Tzhan, ala lulav, ala tzkiya shefer, ala megillah. You say the bracha and then you do the mitzvah. But by Natila Sidayim, first you wash your hands and then you say the bracha. Why? Because also over there, a lot of times you're not able to say bracha. Your hands are dirty or whatever. So therefore, they were masakin to say the bracha afterwards so that you're able to all the time make the bracha. So to buy mikvah, when a person says a bracha in the mikvah, men don't do it nowadays, but women do. So they go to the mikvah first and they come up. Most of the people have the minhag that they come up, they say a bracha, and then they go down again. So that's what they do. The person is not, the man is not able to say it. Nowadays, if you were to go to a mikvah as a man, let's say a person's a zav, and he wants to go on to Harabayas, and he counts his 7 days, and he's clean, and then he goes to the mikvah, he probably does have to say a bracha. The person is able to make the bracha, but once it becomes knocked off from over here, in the case of the bracha, bracha rishena on food, he was idchi. He was knocked off from making the bracha. Idchi. Once he forgot it and he lost that bracha, idchi. It's lost forever. It is dochui forever. Okay, so it continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanan is paragus yafel leiv v'toyv leinayim. Ispargos is, Rashi says, is some sort of drink that you have in the morning, every morning, and you have it on an empty stomach. So it is good for the heart, and it is good for the eyes. And certainly it is good for the digestive system. Somebody who has it every day, it is good for his entire body. Somebody who gets drunk off of it, there it's kasha l'chol gufay. That's bad for the entire body. Says the Gemara, from the fact that it says that it's good for the heart, mechlal, the bechamer is kinyan. We're talking about a wine-based asparagus. And this wine-based asparagus, it says that's certainly good for the digestive system. But v'hatanya, we have a price and not like that. It says lelait, lelait. It's referring to the words lay. The lamet stands for lave. The ayin stands for ayin, eye, and the tes stands for tchol, the spleen. It's good for the eye, the heart, the eyes, and the spleen, and yafa. And the ramat, however, for the ramat, which is the reish, is the roish. The mem is the ma'ayim, is the digestive system, and the tav is the tachtonius, is the end of the digestive system. So it's kasha, it's bad, it's hard. So how could you tell me that the same cup of asparagus is good for the heart and good for the bnei ma'ayim? If it's a wine-based one, we know that it's good for the heart, but bad for the b'nei ma'ayim. The Gemara says, "Kitanya hahi b'miyushin." This brisa, which says that it's certainly good for the heart, that's talking about old wine, because old wine is indeed good for the digestive system as well. K'detnan, as we have a brisa, a mishnah, which states, "Koinim yayin sha'ani toim." If a person says, "I swear I will not drink any more wine," and everybody's like, well, "Why not?" He says, "Shahayin kashel b'nei ma'ayim," because he says, because wine is bad for the digestive system. And Amrulay, they tell him, "Balay miyushin yafehu." That's because you drink new wine, cheap wine. If you get old wine, that's good for the digestive system. Vishasak, and the guy is quiet. So then we assume that that conversation was inserted into his nether. And his nether is now only on new wine, because he stated specifically, "I'm only making a nether because it's bad for my stomach." But they tell him that's because you have that type of wine. If you have different type of wine, it's not a problem. And he stayed quiet, so he understood that he was mekabel that. And his nether now affects only new wine. So the Gemara says we can prove from here that old wine is good for the b'nei ma'ayim. Tan Rabbanan Shisha Dvarim Nemer, but as Pargos, six things were said about this, is Pargos drink, Ein Shesen Esay Elikash Uchai, you should drink it when it's undiluted, Umalei, when it's full, Mekabla Biyamin, you should accept it in your right hand, Vishesay of the small, but drink it out of your left hand. Ve'ein Masichin Acharav, one should not, sounds like talk, yeah. After it. Ve'ein Mafsikin Boy, one should not stop in the middle of drinking it, drink it in one go. Ve'ein Machzirun Esay Elimisha Nasnula, you should only return it to the one who gave it to you. Ve'rak Acharav, you should spit afterwards, clear out your mouth afterwards. Ve'ein Soimchin Esay Ela Beminai, you should not. Soimchin means like, you know, like, it's a hard, it means to eat something afterwards, to like, you know, like a chaser. Ein Soimchin Esay Ella Bemina, you should not eat anything right afterwards, except the same type of drink. I have a Tanya, and you're going to say Ella Bapas. We have a Bryce which says that you should only chase it down with bread. Like Kasha, the Gemara says, how about the Chamer, how about the Shechor? It depends on what your asparagus is based on, what the base is. If the base is wine, then you should eat bread afterwards. If the base is beer, the shikha is beer, so then you should eat the whatever type of beer it was. If it was a fig beer, so then you should eat figs afterwards. If it was a date beer, you should eat dates afterwards.
He doesn't have to make a bracha on the bread after this because he's taking the bread.
It would depend on if he really doesn't want the bread, then yeah, he does not have to make a bracha. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Tani chad la'et yafel ramat kasha. We have one brisa that says that for the lev, ayin, and tchol, it's good, and for the roish, ma'ayim, and tachtonim, it's bad. Tani idach la'ramat yafel la'et kasha. We have another brisa which states the exact opposite, and then again, the Gemara says it depends on what type of asparagus you're drinking. Like kasha, habad acham, rabad ashikhar. It depends on what the base is. If the base is wine, if the base is beer. Tani chad, one mishnah said that rock acharav, if you spit afterwards, it's loike, it's bad for you. Tani idach loirok. If you don't spit acharav, it's bad for you. Like again, the Gemara says loikasha. How about the chamer? How about the shichar? It depends on what the base is. Amar of Ashi, hashda the amar loy rak acharav loika. Now that we say that on this asparagus, if you don't spit afterwards, it's bad for your body. So then, meimav nizrakin afilu b'fnei melech. You're able to spit even in front of a king. Now, obviously, not a king that will kill you for that, but a king that will understand. But nevertheless, it's not considered proper conduct. But since otherwise you will get sick, then you're allowed to do it. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Shloshet dvar mesachli suriel sar hapanim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who also is the one, I believe, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Pamachas, yeah, that's him. So he also was zeichet to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whatever that means. So he was able to see Akasrikel, the Akasriel, the Malach. But wherever that means. But he was also zeichet to see the surreal. Sarapanim. Rashi says that he was a malach. It was very chashif that he goes in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? He said, he told me the following three things. Al titol chalukcha shachris miyad hashamish. Do not take your clothes in the morning from the hand of a shamish, from a butler or whatever. Don't take the clothes from him, from a private dresser. You should rather take it by yourself. This is all like Shadim and Kabbalah. With tilbash and get dressed. Va'al titel yadcha mimishalo yinatul yadav. Do not let your hands get washed from somebody who did not wash by himself first. Va'al tachzer kois asparagus elul mishanasnu lecha. And do not give this kois asparagus in the morning back except to the one who gave it to you. You should not have two waiters helping you out. One, the one who gave it to you, you should return it to him. Mepnei she tichsifis. Because there is a tichsifis. Rashi says this is a group of shadim. Va'amila is talagnis. And Rashi says this is a group of malechei chavala, of angels. So shadim and bad angels are completely different things, but we're not going to get into that right now. But the question is exactly what the problem is. Is it going to be shadim or bad angels that hit you? But mitzapin lel adam, they wait for a person, va'imrim, and they say, when will a person come to one of these things, v'ilakid, and we'll be able to trap him? So these groups of shadim are waiting or to pounce on a person when he does this. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, for those that don't have private dressers, then it's not such a big deal.
Why did he tell him this angel?
This angel was trying to help out the human race.
Why did he get that schus, if it is a schus, to tell him that?
He was trying to help out the human race. That's exactly what he was doing.
So this angel, we say, is the one of the closest to God, we just said here, right?
Yeah, it's he, so, close to God, not closest, so, he's close.
So is that the angel that God said that's going to take the Jews?
No, not that.
Because it says it was through an angel.
Right.
In this,
that was somebody else. That was somebody with a mem.
But he's using...
Some people don't even say that one's name.
It's not this angel?
Nope.
Because it says here, this angel has direct access to God.
Yeah, there's a couple angels that do. I know that angel's name. It's with a mem. Amar b'shir b'levi, shleisha dvarim sachli malach hamoves. There are three things that the malach hamoves says, that the malach hamoves told me. Amar b'shir b'levi. Al titel chalukcha shachris miyad ha-shamash. He told them the same thing. The malach hamoves told him, don't take your clothing in the morning from the shamash, until bash and get dressed. The third one he said, and don't stand in front of women when they are returning from a funeral. Because Shani, I, the Malach HaMavis, Merakid, Ubal Lefneihem, I dance in front of them, V'charbi B'yadi, and my sword is in my hand, V'yeshli Rishus L'chavel, and I have permission to destroy. So says the Gemara, V'yipaga Maita Kante, what should you do if you do meet women on their way back from a funeral? The Gemara says, "Linshef miduchte arba amas." You should remove, get out of the way, four amas. Iika nahara, if there's a river, la'avre, cross it. Viika darka echrina, if there's another derech, lezelba, you should go on that other derech. Viika guda, if there's a wall, leku echayro, stand behind it. Viiloi, and if not, lahader ape, turn your face. Velema, vayemar Hashem alasotan, yigar Hashem b'cha, add the chol femine until the women pass. There are people who are makabed on this.
So I don't understand. So the Malach HaMavis is only going to affect you if you...
No, it's just a very dangerous situation. It's like a freight train coming and you're standing on the tracks. It's a dangerous situation. You got to move out of the way. There are people who are micro on this. I forget what they do to stop it. I think that the washing the hands, I think, maybe is... washing the... When is it considered as if they're not coming back from the Leviah anymore? I don't know. Every time they have a Leviah in Eretz Yisrael, they do something. I forget what they do, but they get around it somehow.
What's the reason for not taking your shirt from the butler?
Holy things. Kabbalah. And some say the Mishnah was taught, there are 10 things that are said about a Kushal Bracha. And these are them. We're going to go through each one afterwards. Ta'un hadacha, ushtifa, it requires two types of washing. The Gemara will discuss it. Chai, it should be undiluted. Umale, full. Itur, it should be itur. It was surrounded. We'll talk about it. The Gemara will discuss that in a second. The ituf, the Gemara will discuss that in a second. Noitle b'shte yadav, you should take it from... you should take it with two hands. The noisne biyamin, so you accept it from whoever giving it to you with two hands, and then you put it into your right hand. You hold it with your right hand. Umagbiyam and a karka tevach, it's got to be lifted off the ground at least one tevach. V'noisne einav, but you should look at it as you're benching. V'yesh aimim, as back in the days before benchers. V'yesh aimim af mi shagre b'matana la'anshe besoy, and some say you should also send it as a gift, la'anche besoy, to the people of your house, meaning to one's wife. Meaning that one should go ahead and send the kushal bracha to one's wife. And she should partake in the bracha as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, anu ein lanu el arba bilvad. We only have four things that were stated, not 10. Hadacha, it should be washed. Shatifa, we're going to see the difference between the two. Chai, it should be undiluted. Umale, and it should be full. But the whole itur and itav thing, we don't have. Tana hadacha, now the Gemara goes through all 10 things. Hadacha mibifnim. Hadacha means to wash it out from the inside. Your kush should be cleaned out. It should not have residue from last week's havdalah. That's which that would ruin the gishmak when you drink. Also, sometimes the pieces come up and they float to the top. You should go ahead and wash the kush on the inside. Ushtifa mibachutz. Shtifa means it should be cleaned on the outside as well. To have last week's havdalah is also gross on the outside, so therefore you should wash it on the outside as well. Now we're on to Malay. Whoever makes a bracha on a kois that is full, noisnin lo, you give to him nachala belimatzarim. You give to him he will inherit a portion without belimatzarim, without borders. In other words, an unending portion, meaning a huge portion. Shenemar umalei birkas Hashem yom v'dorim yirasha, and he will inherit to the west and the south. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Chanina, Amr Zoycha v'Neichel Shnei Olamim. He will be Zoycha to two worlds. Olam Hazeh v'Olam Haba. Okay, Iter. What does Iter mean? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'atrehu b'Talmidim. He surrounded it. It was like a crown. He surrounded it with Talmidim. He had Talmidim all around him when he made the bracha. Rav Chamer Ma'atr b'Le Benatli. He got a bunch of small cups and he put them around those cups. Some say that those kiddush cups that we have that pour out to five things that we stole it from the Catholics. Some say that. And they're makbid on it. Nope, it comes from us. This preceded Catholicism. And it was a minhag to go ahead and to have a small cups around your big cup. Amar Rabbi Chanan, ubechai, if it was undiluted, chai literally means raw, but in this case it means undiluted. Amar Rabbi Sheshes, one second. The Dalit says, ma'atli benatli chai. Okay, the Dalit, which is the Hagoyis Agra, changes this Nusach to say that it should remain raw, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ad Birkas Haaretz. So they put in an Ad, and they take a Ubechai, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ad Birkas Haaretz. That's how to read it. How long should it, in other words, you're not going to drink it when it's raw, when it's undiluted. So you should start Birkas HaMazon with it being raw. At Birkas Haaretz, you should pour the water in and then make it ready, so when you finally make the bracha hagafen after the benching, it's going to be a ready to drink. Ituf, what does ituf mean? Rav Papa ma'atef. Ituf means he would wrap himself up in a talus. He would bench with a talus on. V'yosef, and he would sit there. Rav Asi paras sudra al reishi. Rav Asi put his cloak over his head, similar to what we do with a talus. Noitle b'shtei yadav. So again, that Rav Yochanan said we're not makbid on these things. He wasn't makbid to have the cups around. He wasn't makbid to put a talus on. He only was makbid on washing it out and having it raw at the beginning, have it undiluted at the beginning, and having it mole. So, the other Amoraim were makbid on this other things. Noit l'mishtei yadav, he took it with two hands. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa Maikro, what's the pasuk? Su yedeichem, in plural, kodesh, baruch es Hashem. V'nois l'yamin, then he would pass it over specifically to the right hand. Amar Rav Chiv, Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan, Rishonim, Shalu, the earlier Rishonim asked, small ma'u shetesayel l'yamin. Are you able to hold it with the left hand? In other words, you're holding it in your right hand, but can you have your left hand supporting your right hand? Amar Rav Ashi, hoil v'rishonim iboy lehu. Since the earlier people asked this question, v'lo yivshit lehu, and they didn't answer it. Anan, we na'avet l'chumra. We should do l'chumra. Umagbihu min akaka. We should do l'chumra and not allow ourselves to support it. It should be specifically the right hand. Umagbiha min akaka tefach. You should lift it off the ground. The tefach. Amar acha bar Rabbi Chanina Maikro. What does the pasuk say? Koyse shuvas eso v'shem Hashem. Okay, you should lift up the cup. Noisin ein abayin. You should look at it. Why kihechi t'lo nesiach daite minei. So that you should not think about other things. Umishagil and she basically should send it to your wife in matana ki hechit it is baruch devisu, so that your wife will also get a bracha out of it. She'll drink from the kais bracha. Ula ikloi lebei Rav Nachman. Ula visited Rav Nachman's house in Karach Rifta, and they were eating a meal of bread. Baruch birkas mazona. They were making a bracha, a birkas mazona. And Yahav like kaisa de birkas of Rav Nachman. They gave the honor of benching to Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman lishter mar kasa de birkas liyalasa. Let us send the kais bracha to Yalasa, his wife. Again, we see they used her first name. Amalei hachi amra b'yechanan ein pri bitna shel isha mizbarach ela b'pri bitna shel ish. They said, nah, you don't have to send it to her. Just you drink it yourself, because the bracha of having children is through the man. If the man gets the bracha, then the woman will get the bracha. It's not specifically, you're right, the woman is the one to carry the baby, but it's the man's pre-betin, it's called. Ein pre-betin shel ish mizbarach ela pre-betin shel ish. The pre-betin of the woman is not is a bracha of the man. It's a reflection of the man. Whatever the man's supposed to happen, that's what will happen to his wife. So you drink it, and if you're supposed to get the bracha, it'll go through her. Shenema uberach pre-betnecha, pre-betna loynema. It doesn't say her beten, it says his beten, ela pri bitnecha. Tani na mihach, we have a brice like this also. Menasin emar pri nine she'en pri bitna shal isha misbarach ela mi pri bitna shal isha nemar uperach pri bitnecha. Pri bitna lo nemar ela pri bitnecha. So adahachi shama yalasa. Yalasa heard this and she got very upset. Kama bezira, she got up in anger. Va'alsa lebechamra, she went to the wine cellar. V'tavra dalid mea doni dechamra, and she broke 400 barrels of wine. Hamalir of Nachman, so quickly send it to her so she doesn't break anymore. She's going to burn down the house. Nishdala mar kasachrina, send her another cup. Shalachla, so they sent her a cup of wine. And they said, this came from the same barrel that the original cup came from. Kolai nivga de berkasahi. This entire barrel was the kais bracha. So she wasn't being fooled. Shalchale, you're treating me like a kid who's having a tantrum. Mahaduri mili, umasartututi kalmi, which is from mahaduri, is people who go around selling things. Mili, I'm just hearing words. Umasamratuti, and from old cloths, kalmi, I'm getting lice. So she was saying, ee. That's what she was saying. All right, we'll have to stop here, but have a great day. And I'm not sure anything, I'm sure there's deeper stuff in the story, why she lost her cool, and what the responses were, but I'll have to leave it for another day. All right.